Winemakers across the southwest have faced a challenging end to the growing season as record rainfall hit just a fortnight after major bushfires. Great Southern producers received more than 80 millimetres of rain in just 2 days last week, at a time when growers usually expect a dry summer finish. Franklin River winemaker Hunter Smith says the rain was not necessarily welcome, but he said the situation isn't dire.
All our berries are, particularly for the red wines, are still, you know, very much green. So, you know, veraison hasn't happened yet. So we're, you know, we won't get splitting, or we shouldn't get any, you know, adverse effects really right at the moment. The big pressure will be just controlling disease as we move forward. But, you know, that's all manageable for sure. But when you get these cool, wet conditions, obviously, that puts things on hold for a little bit. But look, I mean, as we've learned from prior years, there's still a lot of sunshine left in the season, and you know, hopefully this will clear and we'll move into some finer conditions. Obviously, if the weather sticks around over the coming month or so, you know, that's when we'll get a bit concerned.
Hunter Smith from Franklin River. And before the heavy rainfall, it was the major Waroona bushfire in the southwest that growers had to contend with. Simon Holthouse is the president of Geograph Wines, and he says producers will battle quality issues due to both the rain and smoke taint.
These things are potential concerns, and I think, producers are very, like all primary producers, are pretty resilient people, and, you know, after the initial concerns, you sort of step back and think, okay, well, we've got a situation here, and what can we do to mitigate that? There's no doubt that with the large amount of rain, you're going to get potential fruit split, and I think there has been some of that. There's been berry loss, and of course, once you have fruit split, you have problems or potential problems through fungal diseases, because we're a little bit further advanced in terms of maturity than they are further south. That means that the sugar levels are much higher. It's very close to harvest, so nets are on. You know, your window of opportunity for putting on mitigating sprays are limited because of withholding periods. So the problem becomes a little bit tighter, you know, when you're so close to actual harvest and vintage. So yes, you know, the need to think quickly and try and mitigate to the extent that you can. I think there will be losses. There clearly have been some losses. The extent to which those losses will impact on the total production is very hard to predict.
Simon Holthouse from Mujalup Wines near Harvey in the southwest. And despite the undesirable start to harvest, viticulturalist Colin Bell says he's still confident about the 2016 vintage. But he says the unseasonable rains have changed the shape of the season.
We went from a very dry profile of soil where we hadn't had much rain, really had a very dry spring into summer, to a huge amount of rain, so canopies in crops look a lot fresher, and sort of berries have got a little bit larger. So probably for maturity-wise, it looks like everything sort of went back a week. Obviously, this after huge rain events, we always worry a little bit about fungal infections, things like that. I haven't seen a huge amount, seen a tiny bit in a few yards, so a few growers are a little bit concerned, but mostly it actually looks really good, and it looks like the dry soils have sucked up the water fairly well. The other thing that's probably caused a lot of activity, a lot of growers have taken some proactive actions and started to apply a fungicide to try and control anything that might start. So it's caused a lot of activity we don't normally have this time of year. A lot of growers had bird nets on, and so there was a decision whether to take those nets off and do a fungicide underneath or leave the nets on and cross fingers. So, yeah, certainly a lot more work than we would have liked in January, and now we're sort of all in the process of putting the nets back on.
We have heard from at least one producer, or one producer who's connected to a lot of others around the geograph, that splitting has started to occur, but they're also battling issues of smoke taint around that northern geograph area. What impact does those kind of events have on overall quality if you're looking at it from this point in the season?
Probably with the smoke taint thing, the technology to look at the effects of what will happen later have got a lot better through the Australian Wine Research Institute. So, you know, winemakers will now take a small sample and do a quick ferment, and that way they can ascertain whether they have got a problem or not. I think that's fantastic for mitigating any risk of making something that could be a problem, and also for ensuring that there's a great quality of wine made for consumers and we're not making wine out of things that are later on going to cause problems. So a little bit of that will go on, Bridget. I think that event was quite unique, that a lot of the smoke went very high very quickly. there certainly might be a few local hotspots very close to where the fire was, where those growers and producers will be concerned. But across the vast expanse of West Australia, there isn't a great concern with smoke taint at the moment. So, no, I think we're still tracking on very well and, you know, looking like another very high-quality year.